Robert Rizzuto of the Republican newspaper captured video of police in riot gear arresting a partier and firing pepper pellets at a crowd during last year's Blarney blowout in Amherst. There were reports of partiers throwing bottles, cans, and snowballs at officers. During the weekend of March 8th, police arrested more than 50 people, though just about 20 were UMass Amherst students. With this year's celebration planned for March 7th, the university is banning non-UMass students from staying in campus housing from that Thursday through Sunday. There were about 7,000 registered guests leading up to last year's party. University spokesman Daniel Fitzgibbon says a similar policy was in place during February's Super Bowl, which saw the hometown New England Patriots win.
It worked out really well. It kept the numbers down in the southwest area, in particular where we've had problems in the past during celebrations after sporting events. There was a little pushback from students because they were concerned that it was applied all over campus and that it applied to UMass students from off campus. This policy is a little more flexible.
Blarney Blowout, a non-university event, is typically held near St. Patrick's Day, which this year falls when students are on spring break. The university hired former Boston Police Commissioner turned security consultant Ed Davis to review what happened last year and make recommendations. Since then, the university and the town of Amherst have met with neighbor and student groups. Most of the unruliness happened at off-campus apartments. Through pre-planning with the university, Amherst Town Manager John Musanti says it will be an all-hands-on-deck situation with more police in the downtown and near student apartments.
We expect to draw upon working together with the university police, Massachusetts State Police, and a number of other local regional police personnel using our mutual aid partnerships that we've established.
Together, town and campus police had 30 officers assigned to last year's event with state police called in at 2 p.m. Fitzgibbon says UMass Amherst will also monitor and utilize social media before and during any partying.
If we find out that a UMass student is posting something encouraging irresponsible behavior, we actually have been contacting the students and their parents and their dean to let them know that this has happened and to discourage them from promoting this kind of behavior. We're not trying to say they can't say certain things, but we want them to understand there are implications if they engage in behavior or encourage other people to engage in behavior that's endangering or illegal.
In the past, Blarney Blowout was promoted by area drinking holes. This time around, Musanti says town bars will not advertise special events.
Over this academic year, the police calls for service related to noise or nuisance house type complaints are down from the previous year. We're hoping that positive trend continues.
Fitzgibbon says the university is getting through to students about unacceptable behavior, stressing that they have the responsibility to be good neighbors.
The other thing we're really hoping is that students will get the word out to their friends from off campus who may be planning to visit the area that weekend and discourage them from either coming to the area or at least if they do, that they act responsibly as well.
UMass Amherst is also putting together a concert series at the Mullins Center Saturday to offer an alternative. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.